This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, April 9, 2008. Sin is essentially against the Lord. The scripture is Isaiah 3, verse 8. Jerusalem staggers, Judah is falling. Their words and deeds are against the Lord. At times, a young person's pride and lack of gratitude can reach the point of denying the kindness of parents and teachers who nurtured him. In such instances, the pain and disappointment of those who love that young person can be heartbreaking. But God himself experiences such a sense of betrayal. God's own people denied their dependence on the Lord, who guarded and protected them and provided for their every need. In God's place, they were willing to say to a piece of timber or metal that they had shaped with their own hands, "Save me, you are my God." What staggers us is that delusion can grasp an entire society, regardless of education or social status. Isaiah writes, "We all like sheep have gone astray." This included everyone from soldiers to princes, prophets, judges, and skilled workers, as well as the spiritual con artists who distracted people from following God. Isaiah's opening chapters paint an honest picture of God's judgment. But judgment does not come without grace. In Isaiah 65, verse 2, the Lord describes his posture toward his wayward people. "All day long I have held out my hands to an obstinate people." The loving Father is willing to restore his wayward children to their honored position in his family. Do you see yourself in that scene? Would you pray with me? Father, we confess that we are guilty of sins that deserve your anger. Thank you for Jesus, who not only came to take our place on the cross, but also intercedes for us. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.